Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have a special show tonight. Well, first of all, I'm the Cannabis Kid. Sorry, I'm on a business trip tonight. We have a lovely lady tonight by the name of Lady Luck. Is with us. How are you doing, Lady Luck?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm delighted to be on the radio with you. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. It should be fun.
So, just a little bit about yourself. How you got involved with Humblebee?
I'm a patient, and I came in and loved everybody, and decided to come in just to get hugs, and then decided I just wanted to be a part of the family.
Awesome.
And I became a little sister.
Well, we have a special show tonight. You know who's with us tonight, right?
I am very excited. I can't wait to take you to
Yeah. And we have the ladies from Humblebee on tonight with us, the owners, Dana Ray and Kim.
Woo-hoo!
Sitting with us in the audience. They're live here.
Yeah. We're on the couch.
They let us in.
We're chilling.
Yeah, they let us in.
Yeah, oh, my God.
And they let us
in. So this is what you do every week.
We're
coming back.
So how are you ladies doing tonight?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great. We're doing great. Thank
and
you.
Thank you guys for coming on and
we
should have
had
play with you.
Should have had you on sooner.
Oh, well.
Yeah, really.
Only cookie. Well, 8 months, so, however long the show's been.
Yeah. You guys have some special news, but we can, want to hold off on that?
I think we talk
about it a little bit right now, and then we'll talk about it towards the middle of the show. Probably at the end.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, let's get started tonight. Welcome to Weed State Wednesday, Tucson's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis.
We'll have interviews, strain reviews, product reviews, new and information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
Woo-hoo!
You can call, email, or blog your questions to have them aired weekly.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center for hosting this special show. Thank you, Tumbleweed Health Center.
Yay.
Along with your certifications, you will find classes, lectures, demonstrations, medication, and all things educational related to medical cannabis at www.tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
Awesome. Thanks, Lady Beth. So we're going to kind of pick the girl's brains tonight and... you know, see how Tumbleweeds came to be and some of the stories behind it and kind of go from there. When did you know that you wanted to open up a cannabis health center?
1970. No. I'm young. we had ideas before we moved here a few years ago. We were thinking about the dispensary route, and then we heard about the enormous fee. and in addition to that, we didn't have that, but what we wanted to do really more than that, or in addition to having medicine, we wanted to have education and information be a really the main part of what we did, you know, with what we were creating. So we just kind of took the background of what we do, and I'll let Dana explain what she does. And I'm currently, now I work as an interpreter for the Deaf American Sign Language, but prior I've done a lot of various jobs, including quite a few health food store jobs. So I really am into the organic, all-natural, earthy, hippie way of living, and so I wanted to incorporate that with whatever, you know, we did. And from Dana.
I also work as a nurse. I would help you. And prior to that, I was in the nursing home for 2 years.
Oh, you have a lot going on. You're in
school.
Yeah. I did a lot of marketing and PR stuff, various things in the Bay Area where I grew up. Brought all that to Tumbleweed when we started thinking about what we wanted to do. It was just a
all our kids or whatever we want to call
it. Were you in San Francisco during the time that all the cannabis marijuana was too?
I had no clue. No. Let's see. I had just moved. Actually, I moved to Marin at that time. But I was not. I didn't know about the proposition that had just passed because then I moved to Arizona shortly after that. So I left and came back, and I wasn't really focused on that as much. I was going to school for various things, sound engineering, and all sorts of stuff, sign language. And so I kind of missed where even California was going with that because it wasn't a focus like it was when we started out. We looked into Colorado, actually, and they had all their dispensaries they had set up, and their process was really hard. We went and talked to one of the dispensary managers, and they had a strange process that they actually completely mixed and opened like hundreds of dispensaries. But when we were there, you had to live there for, I don't know, 3 years prior, and you had to have all these tax records and an address for such amount of time, and we didn't have that. And then I found out that Arizona had just passed this proposition, and I almost, because I can't really be back there. I know somebody who teaches gymnastics, but so yeah, almost in back.
Can do a backflip.
Yeah, and can probably be simple. And so it was the fourth time. It would have been the fourth time that I had lived in Arizona because I've been here since 91, 92, off and on, living here. So we just decided with the connections that I had that we should move out here, and we actually were going to go to Camp Verde, and that just took a nosedive, thank God.
I think Dana Ray has a little bit of a story about Camp Verde.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about that before?
Oh, it was just a nightmare.
Yeah, it was kind of a nightmare. Probably not the best time to maybe have started coming.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but we came to Tucson.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Exactly, thank you.
Yeah.
So you didn't just throw a dart on the map and it was too fun. There was some heavy planning.
Heavy planning for Camp Verde. We blew it.
Wow. Because
now there's nothing there.
Tucson was an overnight decision.
It was a nanosecond decision. It was like, hey, I know tons of people in Tucson. I can get a job in 2 seconds. Little did I know the job was very close to where we opened here at Tumbleweeds. And, yeah, we were there in a matter of less than 24 hours. We had left Camp Verde and
we took a nap.
Regrouped, cried a little, and then the ball started rolling. I had been talking to our lawyer now when we were in Buffalo, New York, most recently. We had talked a lot about just ideas I had, and because I have my California card, I do have my card. I did get it after. Years later. So I'd been into a lot of dispensaries from L.A. to Northern California. I'd seen several really nice, really well put together dispensaries, and I've seen some really scary drug checks.
Well, like, what made you, given that you've seen dispensaries and everything, what made you set up a health center versus, anything that is just something that only...
Well, again, for me, I think education is the most important thing because the stigma that it still has, is, I think, just basically people aren't educated about what this plant really is, what it can do for some people, what it can do for a lot of people. And it's just about education. This is, the government put out some videos a long time ago, and people have just taken that and held on to that and not really changed with the times, because there's, as the times change, we're getting more scientific information, more and more. Like, look at what Washington and Oregon just did. Thank you, state. Woo-hoo! We'll see how it goes. But look what they just did. It's taken time, but it's taken places like the dispensaries, places like Tumbleweed to put it out there for people to get educated. So we're really just
How did the idea of tumbleweeds like play out when you guys first got here? I mean, this is a very comfortable space that you've made it, and I know a lot of the patients really enjoy what you put together here. Like, how did it all come about? Because I mean, it looks great in here, and
well,
it's very comfortable. And
yeah,
I mean, when
thank
you.
People say that a lot. That's a really good thing to hear, because some of the dispensaries are different because they want you in and out. I mean, that's just what they do. They dispense meds. And we wanted to do something different where people could come and feel more. We wanted them to stay longer and to get more information and to talk to people in the course
and to feel more and to feel comfortable about talking about cannabis with people. It's been such a hard thing to talk about at all with anyone.
Well, going back to the stigma, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we call it coming out of the closet. But there's a really nice. These books are in town that I knew about 10 years ago when I lived here. And I thought, you know what? That's a place where it's cozy and every age person can go in, you know? And we need to make something that I have, you know, we both have a love for Southwest, you know, anything. And we love antique shopping, so that was a great excuse. Swap me. But we wanted somewhere that was warm and inviting, you know, hence the kind of desert colors and calming browns and things like that, and beautiful Indian artwork and things like that. Environmental thing on the walls, that was something that was important to us, you know. But people feel comfortable because, like Dana said, it's hard for people to talk about this subject. And you can come here and feel okay to do that.
Yeah. You definitely made it a very special place.
And given that it's special, we do have a little special news about tumbleweeds, which is why we have our lovely owners here. We have the Tumbleweed Health Center year anniversary, so congratulations, Lee.
Yay, thank you. Yeah.
That is happening on Saturday.
I think I just told Danny yesterday we have 2 months left. Yeah, I think it was yesterday. Yeah, that's awesome. We're really excited. There's a whole cannabis community coming out. We've got vendors.
We'll talk a little bit about the whole day when it starts,
yeah,
and who you're
going
to bring out.
Today actually is our 1 year anniversary of our grand open house.
Wow.
It was on the 7th. So our grand opening was actually 11/11/11.
So we get to party from now until then. So that's
this whole week.
Nice.
Is sold before.
That's nice.
Yeah, we had a grand open house. And Mr. Dean there, her lawyer, that one, he came on the Friday. So that was on a Monday, which was lucky. And then
I think we have 5 people, maybe 4 or 5.
And that was for the
you
general
can come
public.
And stay in the
yeah, see what tumbleweeds is all about. Mess out fires. And I don't know if you had an ad in the weekly yet, Ben.
How many patients did you guys have?
Oh, no, that wasn't 4 patients. Well, patients could come too, but we actually had medicine that Friday on 11/11, and we also gave out little startings of plants. We had 25 little startings that I planted
a
week. Little sprouties, and I planted them like a week before. Like we timed everything, we went and got these. Like little ceramic, you know, holders for little pots. Yeah, it was great. We had 25 little sproutings, you know, and no one showed. I think a couple, our lawyer came. And then we had a couple people come for information, I think. And we? No?
No.
Not one?
Not on that night. We had no one. It was us and the lawyer and a bunch of chocolate covered strawberries.
And some champagne.
Yeah. Good night.
Yeah, watch the movie.
That's cool. So, as you guys reminisce, have you guys been busier now? I mean, did you imagine that you would, be here?
No.
A year later?
No, that we literally didn't know if we would be here. Knock on anything. We were playing it month by month. We had a choice of whether or not we could afford the lawyer or our nonprofit status, which was expensive and we didn't have the money. So we picked the lawyer. I think that was a good move. We've saved up for our nonprofit status now, though.
But yeah, so it's been an interesting journey.
What's all going on at Temple Week on Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, we went off on it. Well, Saturday, yeah. He'll be here. For people that have legal questions, Mr. Attorney Thomas Dean, Dismissal Dean, as they call him, will be here. He's been on your radio show a couple of times, hasn't he?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. He's fantastic, this gentleman. He laughs when I call him Mr. Dean, because I think he's under the name.
He'll answer your questions.
Yeah, he is a wealth of information.
It's going to be a really great weekend. I mean, a lot of information.
Our doctor's going to be here for those that have medical questions about how to get your card. We are
setting up appointments.
Yeah, we'll be setting up appointments. We'll have an email list. You can get on our email list, find out, you know, what events are going on, especially that one. But check the Tucson Weekly if you're listening now. There's an ad out there right now. Vendors are coming from the community. We have a raffle that will go to help the American Red Cross. We're giving away our grand prize is one full, complete, entirely paid for certification. State, fee, and everything. We're giving that off. So,
wow.
Yeah, plus a membership every hour. And then we have tons of prizes that have been donated from various authors in the community and PhD finder. Send us some goodies.
T-shirts and posters.
Yeah.
Beeline.
Beeline, where you get your templates. They send us some great stuff. So raffle tickets are $5, and they go to help, you know, the Red Cross. And we got a DJ. And then we're going to have some community members here selling some community goods. We've got some one of our wonderful people that we know is going to be throwing or, you know, spinning her little pipe wheel. She's going to be laughing at me now. I called it, what did I call it earlier? She's spinning a kiln. Yeah, she's spinning her kiln. She's going to like that. So she'll be spinning her kiln live, taking your ceramic pipe orders.
Wow,
yeah. Yeah, you've never seen a kiln spun. It's just fantastic. You know, fantastic. So, yeah, right, lots of giveaways. Just, it's remarkable. And the community is coming out, you know, to just show everyone, not just Tucson, but just to show everybody that, you know, it's a good thing. And hopefully we're here to stay. Other states are doing.
Do you have the patients to come to the?
No, absolutely not. Patients that want medicine need to bring their cards because we do have medicine hours 12 to 4, 20 that day. but no, it's open to the general public. Everyone's welcome. Different vendors will be there to talk about various parts of cannabis, from business to growing to caregiving to becoming a cardholder yourself, things like that. It's going to be great.
18 and over.
Well, if you have a guardian or a parent, right, that, and then you go through hundreds of years of paperwork and doctor visits.
It's not complicated. It's tedious and it's a whole bunch of money, but it is doable. It's easy.
Good. It's doable. Okay.
Starts at noon, goes to 4:20. We have a raffle every hour. Yeah. It's going to be really great. And a lot of people still don't even know Temple Week exists. We get people all the time now just because of various places that have popped up and shut down. So people are checking, you know, Weed Maps and Weekly and DC Finder. So sometimes, you know, you check one of these sites and you just pick one and you stick with it. And a lot of people would, you know, pick 420 or whatever thing, you know, whatever else is out there. And when they closed, they had to go look for something else. And they found us. They're like, well, how long have you been here? A year now.
Awesome.
That's really
awesome.
Well, okay. Let's get a little more personal.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
You know, the medical marijuana has changed lives. I know, probably my own. But as owners of a place that in the health center that is focused around medical marijuana, maybe could both of you guys share your favorite story of a triumph that you've seen?
There are many. Yeah. Pick one.
I know.
I'll pick one, you pick one.
I'm
well, there was one guy that came in and he had, remember he came in and he got 35 and he had brought me his list of medications and it was like 4 pages long of what he had tried for pain and sleep and anxiety and everything he could possibly think of. And he had broken his neck or spine something a long time ago. And he hadn't slept since then. And so he came in, he got some medicine, he came back like 2 days later and he said that he had slept for 3 hours, which had been the longest he slept in like 40 years. So I thought that was pretty great.
That's really great. A lot of people are finding that. And we've had people just come in and annihilate those lists of medications, you know, and some people decrease them a lot. And even that is huge. I mean, our bodies take so much, you know, wear and tear just in everyday life, and then you throw medicines that hurt your liver and kidneys and stuff. We had a recent patient come in, and she brings her caregiver in with her every week, helps her in. And I remember the first time he brought her in here, she just looked like death was looming over her. You know, and we always ask how you are, and we hug everybody that wants a hug, you know, and we try and be as friendly as we can, and she just was like, you didn't see it. She had just had many years of a lot of pain and a lot of sleeplessness, and she wasn't happy at all. She came in and got her meds, and the following week, it was a 180. She completely turned around, and every week it's been better and better. She's just, you see it in her face. She's getting color back, even, like, her mood's changed. She's feeling better, like, she's more energetic. It's remarkable. And for some people, we've had a few people that come in here that just doesn't work for them, or they give it a try, and it doesn't work for them, and that's okay, too, because we tell everybody it's for some people, it's not for others. It's just like, you know, ibuprofen, Tylenol, Advil, they all work differently for everybody, and that's what we tell everybody here. Especially with the amount of strains that we have, every strain's different for everybody, you know.
Well, is there anybody that you think marijuana is not right for?
Anybody that doesn't like it or run it. Because, you know, physiologically, we went to a conference, Patients Out of Time conference, last April, about the science of cannabis, and they explained our endocannabinoid system, that cannabis helps our bodies react to medicine. It just helps, cannabis helps our body function more efficiently. So, I mean, maybe it's one of those things where it would benefit you even if you take vitamins. People take vitamins and they don't know exactly, you know, most people don't pay attention, they go get their multi. Take it or whatever, and they don't know exactly what's in it and there's benefits. And who knows, maybe someday there'll be a little cannabis in there, but I think it could benefit people. But I just tell people that there are options, and I think it should be an option, you know, especially because there are 99% of the people that come in here benefit greatly from it. We have a very young patient who brought his parents brought him in here, and this helped tremendously. Very tremendous. Autism? Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Just until he had his magic flower, he was just not able to, you know, communicate with and just be a part of the family. It was very hard for him to be a part of the family. It's just, you know, maybe he's a little too energetic, or I don't know what, everything that goes along with autism, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but they were having challenges, and this was one of their last resorts. They went through tons of meds, you know, tons of them for years, and they tried this. This person smokes a little, has some candy, so they use different forms, and it works really well, you know. So we've seen a few of the younger patients come in with their parents and stuff. But most of our patients are 55 and older, usually 50-plus.
How can you explain the energy that you brought with the opening of the symbol we talked about?
No, I'm just kidding. I know. I think Dana and I just love people. We love to help people, and we love cannabis. And when you see people, like, the energy is just really reflected back from everybody that comes here. You know, we have an amazing team of volunteers that, you know, we really couldn't do without. And everybody that comes in here, you just hear, like, oh, geez, you know, this person this, I come from my hub. Or, you know, people come in here and they immediately feel warm and cozy.
And they meet friends and they feel like they can come here and they meet them and they know each other. And it's like a, I kind of liken it to Cheers all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, every weekend.
They do. It's really neat.
And that's how we just do this. And everybody cares about each other. They haven't seen someone in a while. They're wondering and worried. And they feel that sense of belonging to the community.
Family. Yeah, we get worried when we don't see our patients, you know, because you never know.
Yeah.
And so it's you guys, you know, it's everybody out there. It's just a big old love fest.
I've been in here on weekends and nights, and just the patients and the volunteers and the staff of, you know, you guys, the owners, are here all the time. It's never that you're not. And it's always so nice to walk in and have you guys here. And,
Yeah, we're really lucky. You don't really find that a lot with business owners usually. They don't usually get to be in, because usually, like, lots of people, you know, it's lucky to get to be there. That's why one of my volunteers today asked, God, I'm lucky. I feel so blessed. Like, this is so great. You know, look at this. Mm-hmm. This is what we get to do, you know? Very, very blessed.
What are some of the challenges that you guys had with opening, or the do's and don'ts, maybe, like, I mean, this place could never be replicated, but...
Well,
start
with a lawyer.
We have a hard question.
You do.
We'll be back in a minute.
Clarity. Can I swear? It was scary as hell starting this place. Like, it was scary. It's still scary. I'm not going to say it was. Every day is scary. And you wonder... especially, you know, with the places that have come up and come down, good intentions or not, have come up and been raided. And, you know, the challenge is sticking within the law so that we can provide patients with the medicine that they need, but not provide people with so much medicine that they go out and sell it or make profit, which I think is what is, you know, really driving the big drug dealing industries out there is the profit that they're making. Because they are just, you know, there's a lot of people just doing drugs, and they're getting busted all the time. But it's, you know, we kind of felt like the 3 days that we have in a week, we can get enough medicine for one person for 1 week. And for people that come for all those days, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're open for meds. We encourage them and help them find caregivers so that they're not spending that amount of money, because that can be a lot of money for somebody. You know, and it's not like we can accept health insurance.
Right.
We get that question all the time, and I go, gosh, I wish. But we can't. I mean, that's a great question, and someday I hope that we can.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
Excuse me, for the patients that do come more often than others, because there are people that you cook with it and, you know, use it different ways, and we encourage them to get caregivers and help them find that. Yeah. So that's, you know, it's just challenging, and then the stigmas, and, you know, you never know who's coming to your door.
Mm-hmm.
Politically, it's, you know, something that it's going to be a challenge until it isn't.
Right.
You know, and I don't know when that's going to be. It's going to be a little while, I think. But that's always, you know, because the state says we can do what we're doing right now.
Right.
But the feds say, no, you can't. Even though they have their own patients, you know. They grow for their own patients and provide them with their own medicine every month. Our federal government does. They still say that it's illegal. So there's always a, you know, a legal political battle right there. And then we get a lot of people, it's hard being new business owners, and then it's hard being new business owners in an industry like this, where there are a lot of people that have been in this industry for a long time, so they come at us. When we first opened, it was harvest time in California.
Wow.
11-11. So we were getting phone calls like you wouldn't believe. Hey, I've got Purple Kush, and I'm driving from California right now. What are your hours? When are you going to be there? I'll bring samples. And I mean, and then everybody that wants to just invest. You know, I mean, there's just been so many. We've learned a lot, you know, from our lawyer and other people in the industry, like how to be in, you know, how to be being a business owner, let alone cannabis. Yeah.
And so you both work full-time jobs, right?
You do.
Then you run the health center. You're there the whole time.
6 days a week.
So do you guys sleep?
Dana doesn't. Dana gets naps.
I take power naps.
She gets a lot of naps.
I'm a really good sleeper.
We're working
when
on
I
it.
I get the time.
we're working on that. On that aspect. So, yes, investors. it's one of those. We seriously, when we opened, it was like we were going month to month. Now we've got a little savings here, but it was like we wanted to just, we started on a dime and just, you know, everyone opening, it's hard to open a business, period. No matter if you're selling shoes or, you know, lighters or chopsticks, it's going to take 3 to 5 years to see if your business is even successful at all. That's the whole business team thing. So you know, it doesn't matter. You're going to work your butt off 24 hours a day anyway to just make it work. So we're trying to cut back our other hours, but, you know, I like what I do too, on the side.
It's definitely rewarding.
Oh, yeah.
Both jobs.
Yeah, absolutely, and we bring skills, I think, from both things here, you know. We actually had deaf people show up at the door, just, you know, cool. Yeah, we'll use the relay service, which is what I interpret it from. Yeah, but, you know, so just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask, especially, you know, maybe for new listeners out there, what does Tumbleweed offer a medical cannabis patient when they get here? How is the process?
What about certification?
You know, where it's at or how they would find you, some of the outlets that you guys are using, you know, that people should, you know, look for?
TumbleweedHealthCenter.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the Tucson Weekly every week on the back. This week we've got a little ad in the next to Mr. Smith's weekly MMJ column.
Nice.
Very nice.
Very cool.
We are Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, MySpace, and then we send out, if you go to thctucson@gmail.com, you can email us and we'll put you on our email list. 520-838-4430 is the business phone. You can call that. Email's the best. And then we were just at the AIDS walk.
Yes.
And we will be at various other events in the community coming up. But yes, definitely. All over the internet. And the website's great. There's a lot of information on there. There's recent news and there are videos and there are actual radio shows from NPR about medical marijuana on there. Of course, everything about our anniversary that's coming up there. Every week we have a different class or an event, so that list, that calendar is always up there. And then, of course, you guys do Weed Day Wednesday.
On Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, normally 8 tonight. And there's flyers all over town. Bookman's have some. The smoke shops have them. We're getting them in the tattoo shops. And anybody else that wants to come down and volunteer to be on our street team to pass out the love.
Yeah.
Spread the word.
And get it out there. And
yeah.
Share the information, the education.
Right.
Now, if I was a brand new patient, and my doctor told me I need that medical cannabis will work for me. I heard it from my friends or my parents or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what would be my process? Do you even just, where would I start?
You would need to bring your medical records with you, anything that states you have one of the qualifying conditions, that being cancer, glaucoma, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, etc.
There's a list.
Most people tend to fall under chronic pain. A lot of things can fall under that. So you would just need to bring your medical records with you. You would make an appointment, or we have walk-in hours. You would make an appointment to see the doctor.
And if I had a back injury, could I use my chiropractor?
Yeah, you could use that.
Absolutely. We have a couple chiropractors that we can recommend, and one of them is going to be down at our event this weekend. Mm-hmm. Say hello.
Cool.
Yeah, and then you see our doctor, and most doctors won't fill out the state paperwork, which is why the certification centers and places like Timberleaf have their own doctors that will. So you bring your diagnosis here, our doctor fills out the paperwork, we electronically send it in, and then a week later you get your little green card in the mail. Mm-hmm. It's your green card. And you come here for medication, education, information, and the like.
Yeah.
It's a pretty simple process. Pretty speedy.
So what does the future look like for Tumbleweeds? I know you were saying, I had heard you say, when the dispensaries come, what does that look like for you?
We are waiting to do that ourselves. We plan to stay around, maybe spread Tumbleweeds around, stay a little bit, have some other Tumbleweeds here or there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice. Yeah, Tumbleweed Bomb.
It's like sandals.
There you go. Yes.
Very relaxed.
Tumbleweed Jamaica.
Ooh,
yeah. Yeah. Good.
International. I like it.
There you go.
You got it.
Great. We want to get more politically involved, too.
Great.
Start, you know, as we learn, just being in the business of here, the more we learn, the more we want to be more involved that way. So we will definitely get more
bring it on
involved.
In Washington. And
let's do it. Let's
in Colorado.
Let's get out there. Some fundraising, we'll have more events, we'll be at more events, and we'll just keep running smooth like we are, hopefully knock on anything. 1 year's coming up, so it's exciting.
How's that 1 year been? I know you were saying it was hard at first, but how's it been? How's it made it easier, and what are some of the things that have helped you out along the year?
It was funny because we used to sit on the couch. He had a security guard when we first started, and we'd say, swear someone's going to come. Someone will ring that bell or knock on that door. And it's actually been nice, you know, kind of starting out real slow and picking up pace along the way, because then, you know, we got to get in a groove ourselves, and we have a lot of volunteers on board now that got the groove, you know. And
so the security guard just didn't work out?
Well, it just didn't seem like that kind of place, really. People were kind of threatened by him, even though, you know, we had a couple different ones, and no one really liked him, and no one, it's kind of not that crowd. Not that we're not protected here, because it's fully alarmed and videoed and, you know, this and that, but.
And you're a ninja.
Yeah, complete ninja. That they don't have, like, 40 black belts. They have no clue. But, yeah, you know, we felt with enough volunteers that, you know, if any of our 70-year-olds wanted to attack us, we got this. We got this.
Grab the block.
No. It's been a struggle just because the federal government makes it nerve-wracking. It really creates a lot of anxiety.
Right.
You know, we run a program that in the federal government's eyes, you know, they have their own, it's illegal. Mm. So you know, it's hard to, sometimes, you know, you feel like you hear all this bad stuff and you just don't want to succumb to that or feel like you're doing anything wrong when you know, when you see patients that are, that feel better and benefit from this, you know. That's what keeps me going, you know, when I have a hard day or it's just a struggle or you worry. And then you see the patients, and you're like, oh, thank God you're here. And you're like, oh, that was nice, you know,
yeah.
Because sometimes it's hard. I mean, a lot of times it's just, I think it's just legally, the whole legal thing is just.
It's different.
Yeah. But, you know, you work through it. You just do it. You do it because, you know, those people show up, and without you, they're going to be miserable for the next week. They're going to be in a lot of pain. You know, they're going to suffer. And we don't want that, you know. We want to be here so people aren't suffering, so we can help alleviate that. Quality of life, everyone keeps saying that the term everyone's using is quality of life, you know. And we want people to have a better quality of life. And this, if this is something that's for people, then that's great. That's what we're here for. And if not, where you have a lot of education for those that, you know, that want that too.
Mm.
Yeah.
And where do the medications, where do they come from?
Mars.
Mars?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you
guys
growing
Oh, we have caregivers.
That...
Yeah, second floor we were talking about.
Yeah.
No, we don't. We have caregivers ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're all from Arizona, and we do get them tested.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, AZ MedTest does our testing. They'll be here this weekend on Saturday.
Yeah, how many are up there this AZ MedTest right now?
How many people?
So how many?
Strains?
Strains. You have up there. Testing.
Oh, 10 right now. Yeah, so we'll have a good 10 on the board.
Would you say any of those number ones? Or?
Well, I love blueberries.
I love blueberries.
I call it beautiful berries.
Beautiful berries.
A lot of people love blueberries. But a lot
tell
of people,
us a little bit about blueberry and you people out
well,
there.
Well, yeah, we
here's,
that strainer.
Well, here's well, it's just beautiful. Blueberries grown aeroponically, which is, if my understanding is correctly, without a soil. Your roots are free to go and free to grow. So they're dangling and lovely and misted with water, and they get all the air and nutrients they need through their water system. However, people have different pumping systems and spraying systems that they use to circulate their water through the roots. Really beautiful. If you look on the internet, it says it's a hybrid. It's really mostly indica, like, if you're going to go hybrid, it's even like 90 plus indica, I would say. A lot of people like it for pain, relaxation. We call it the Tylenol PM, because that's how we explain it, indica, for people that are new to the whole thing. Sativas help during the day, more creative, energetic, and your indicas help with more, like, you know, muscle relaxation. They're heavier on the body. And we have a whole variety of different hybrids right now. No one pure sativa, but we have Atomopathae, Green Love Potion. Hawaiian Snow is actually almost all sativa. And we have Mazar Kush, that's a new one, that's indica as well. So our site, tumbleweedcellcenter.com, has all those up there. And I think if you click on the link, if I did that right, if I didn't, someone will tell me. you can go, and it just, I think some even take you to seed sites, but that's not anything relevant to just explain the plant itself and its effects. And we always tell people that the effects of these plants, was, you know, we have the effects written on the boards next to each strain, so you get a general idea of what they're good for. But you have to know that because everyone's constitutions and systems are different, they may react differently. So, I like indica. I can smoke indica all day long, and it just keeps me at a nice, calm level. Other people would be sleeping if they did that, you know. So, you know, I have a little more energy than most, so indicas are good.
So, like, the information you're giving us tonight, now you guys do other classes on the weekends. Just provided with some membership. Can you tell us a little bit about when they get their cards and they show up here at Tumbleweed? Who are they? Who's greeted them? And we've got some new listeners out there, I know, that are...
A bull mastiff.
A bull mastiff.
No, we usually have a very friendly volunteer there to greet you and check your license and green card, make sure it all matches up. And then we have a little bit of paperwork our lawyer put together for you. And you get to say hi to Dana and check out our little general store. We have vaporizers and ties, plus the handmade things, accessories.
So the community's really involved here.
Very, very community-based. Yeah, a lot of people bring their wares that they've made for cannabis, and we'll sell them. It's great. Yeah. Organic coffee, water, and tea. And you come on in and meet your medicine.
I don't think some water.
Oh, it is. I verified that. It's stamped.
You pay $10,000 to stamp the water.
You need your cannabis caregiver.
Yeah.
Cannabis.
Medicine person.
Medicine person.
Yeah, the medicine person. And, and...
They'll leave the medicine man.
Yeah, exactly. Medicine man does it. So you come and meet your medicine person. We have a lending library. You can check books out for a week, bring them back. We've got a great library of DVDs on everything from history to culture, a lot of growing, to cooking, baking, all sorts of stuff.
YouTube collection.
Oh, fantastic. Some of you know set that up. Fancy. Fancy. But when you do talk to your medicine person, it's very personalized and very unique. You know, they like to find out, you know, not if you like to just get high, but really we have a lot of strains that are specific to, you know, different ailments that people come in for that we can recommend. We just chat with you and find out how it's going. We encourage people to keep little journals, you know, because there are different meds and try different things, you know, and see what works for you and what doesn't. Sometimes it takes people a couple times. People come in here 3-4 times and they go, oh, that's the one, or whatever, you know.
Are you noticing any patients doing their own research on the medications and stuff like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they come in and share stuff with us too. It's really cool, but there's a lot of information that they're looking up, and more they're looking specifically for certain strains they're finding. Like, they'll go out online and they'll go, oh, well, I looked this up and it's good for nausea. Do you have it here? That kind of a thing. So we're getting like a reverse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool. They're getting educated. Yeah, and they're saying, well, this is good for chronic pain. This is good for glaucoma. This strain's good for fibromyalgia. Do you carry that? Can you get it? Things like that, you know.
Right.
Yeah, patients are smart.
So, well, since you guys are a health center and you're focused obviously on the health part of it, I mean, what are your feelings on recreational use?
They can be healthy. If, you know, like with a lot of challenges America has with moderation, I think, you know, people need to, you know, basketball is recreational. You can overdo it with anything. You can go to the gym too much. You know, you can overdo anything. You can overeat. You can overdrink water. You can kill yourself from drinking water. You know, America needs to, well, just people, not America, just people need to just, you know, feel what their bodies need and use the adequate amount for that. And people use alcohol right now for recreation. They want to come home and unwind a little bit. And that's conditional in a way. It makes them feel good. It relieves tension. It you know, some clear arteries, a little bit of wine, you know, a little chocolate,
tea,
green tea. I mean, there's all sorts of things that are therapeutic and that can be recreational and medicinal at the same time. So, you know, I started using cannabis for that reason. It's fun. And then realized how much my body liked and needed it. So,
that endocrine hormone system is pretty amazing.
It's awesome.
Do you mind, can we ask you guys, obviously you guys are patients, we have caregivers, so do you mind telling us why you guys got your card, what you use cannabis for?
I have migraines, and it really does help.
And I think, I don't know, the fibromyalgia. A couple of things going on, but it's chronic pain, fibromyalgia. Thankfully, yeah.
So I know there's this classic, and I wanted to get into that. Mm-hmm. You had said that there's the books and libraries, but you also offer classes.
We have weekly classes, if not events. So we've got things, classes on, well, this week there's a hash class, but that's for members only, because you'll be around medicine. And that's Saturday during this whole event. Did you see the gray hair grow?
Wow.
Cannabis kids laughing.
So there's, I mean.
There's a lot going on. Lot going on. Yeah.
It sounds like a three ring circus.
Wake up the DJ star.
Four ring circus.
Yeah.
Good.
Kim
Maynard
in event planning mode.
Yeah.
Elephants.
Extra
great.
Elephants. Yeah. Elephants and everything.
So the hash class going on
that's
Saturday.
We had our lawyer, Mr. Dean, called in a couple weeks ago, probably 2-3 weeks now, and just live sat with patients and answered all their questions. So things like that, legal counsel, but just, you know, conference. Classes on cooking. Growing, yeah, that's a popular one. We have a lot of classes on growing, people like that. And just because there's so many different ways you can grow, but there's so many new growers out there and new people to the program. That's a very requested. That and how to make butter is always like,
yeah,
that's a great, yeah. You know, that butter and growing class are popular.
Well, any new ideas for any new classes that
we
haven't seen?
Yeah, we had a fibromyalgia discussion. Last week? They fly. But that was great. We're going to have more discussions like that on topics related to the ailments that, you know, you can get approved for. And just in general, you know, if you look at the library here, half the bookshelf is on cannabis. The other half is related to various topics from, you know, healing yourself with, you know, organic foods to fibromyalgia to cancer, HIV, AIDS, things like that. So a lot more classes on health related topics. Yeah. Versus like how to classes. We'll have more discussions. People love the discussion. They really do. They love to come here and just sit and talk.
Well, I wanna thank you, ladies, for being on our show tonight.
Thanks for having us.
I think what you have here is a very special place, and it's a very special place to a lot of people.
Oh, I think
it's something that this town needed.
Yeah.
And we rolled in like a tumbleweed and we're stuck here. Like those big tumbleweeds,
yeah.
Too. So
that's right.
I don't know if there's anything for you to add, but
just congratulations. Yeah. I mean, any business, like you said, making it a year is amazing. And thank you too. I think you guys, I hope that you guys will see how much the community does appreciate what you guys are doing on Saturday. I think that the turnout will be very very symbolic of what you guys have done here. So
we wanted to incorporate you into a little thing we do at the end of.
That's okay.
Oh, no.
No, I was just going to say that tumbleweeds has been just as healing and just as much of a blessing to us as it has to the patients. I think it's been a really good thing for us as well.
It's a nice street.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
The mirror of love.
Yeah.
It's
thank
awesome.
You.
Everybody here is awesome.
We want to incorporate into a little thing Bellstar and I do. We actually borrowed this off of your library
over
library. Here.
Right on.
And we've been reading it every day for 8 months, and this is actually the beginning.
Oh.
Which is
that's
kind
appropriate.
Of perfectly appropriate
perfect
for tonight.
Wow.
And for you ladies to read.
All right.
I'm going to turn it over to you, and it's kind of like the beginning of time. So you guys, look at that.
All right.
So,
what is this book about?
Belle and I, we do a little readings from Empathy. It's a book that she bought at her little local bookstore that she talks so much about.
Uh-huh. This is like a really great book.
Yeah.
All right. And what are we supposed to do? Read it?
Yeah, so you do the You can read the first part and explain the picture to the...
That's a great picture.
Perfect picture. I love dinosaurs.
It's dinosaurs. In case you didn't know. It's a dinosaur day. Look, we got a new dino glow puzzle today.
I know.
Look at that.
It's so exciting.
It's a kind of day.
They're coming back to you.
So, on this page, there's a black and white drawing of three dinosaurs and a giant dragonfly. And one should plant that only thing in green is a little tiny pot thing.
Oh. It's like one leaf. Wait a minute. Oh, the lizard got one. Okay, this is only funny.
So anyway, it says, what if I told you there's a plant that has been on this planet for over 130 million years that can help feed, heat, clothe, shelter, and heal not only you, but also your planet?
Wow.
What if I told you that one?
That would be a different one.
Look at the green. Look at the green smoke. It's like the Wizard of Oz almost. They're transforming into a new life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh my God. What's the ogre that that looks like? I don't know. There's a couple of cave ogres here.
No, they're cavemen.
They're cave. Well, caveman and woman. Well, they're cute. This shoe's got one eye. It looks like an ogre to me. Anyway, they're cute. They look like they just got a perm for the picture. And they're so this is great. They've got multiple uses for their canvas here. They're using it for fire. So he's warming up his gargantuan hands here. And then maybe she's releasing her hit here. And it's just blowing fumes of green clouds. Look at his eyes, they're bright red. See? Look how useful it is.
Uh-huh.
Multi-purpose.
And help them evolve.
Yeah, and just help them inspire at the same time. Look at that evolution. Uh-huh. So what would you say if this plant has contributed to man's survival since the Paleolithic era, roughly 100,000 years ago, and Neolithic artifacts prove that it has been useful to mankind for about 5,000 years. It says artifacts found in Taiwan show that Neolithic Chinese culture of Yangshao wove hemp for clothing, nets, and rope nearly 5,000 years ago. Hemp seeds have been found in Neolithic European sites that date back to 6,500 BC, and discoveries by archaeologists at Tazrik suggest that hemp seeds were consumed in ceremonial practices during the 5th to the 2nd century BC, confirming a famous description by Herodotus of use by the Scythians. And it looks like all these facts that I'm reading here, you can double check them. They've got little notes at the bottom there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, little resources and stuff. That's great.
Yeah. So it's a little...
What a cool book.
A fun book. So we're on page one again.
All right.
We're starting over because I know we have new listeners out there. And to the old listeners, hey... stick around. Maybe you forgot it already.
Yeah.
So.
This is fantastic. It's a great time to start again to what you guys
doing
for next week.
Perfect. It's perfect.
What would you think if?
Yeah. It's going in a great way,
that's
huh?
That's great. Yeah.
So we really want to thank you, ladies, for opening up your space for this radio show to be here.
Oh, thanks for doing it.
Yeah. We would like to thank Dana and Kim, the owners of THG, of joining us tonight, Blog Talk Radio, for hosting our show, Growers House, AZ Med Testing, Mary Jane Survival Guide, and Tumbleweeds Health Center for hosting Weed Day Wednesday. And just if you didn't remember, it's going to be this Saturday, November 10th, from noon to 4:20.
Right.
Fun raffle prizes.
Everybody's welcome. Money goes to the Red Cross.
Yep.
And
money goes to the Red Cross.
Vendors,
to get medication, you do have to have your card. So
yes.
You
please bring your current valid driver's license and green card. Yeah.
Stay tuned next week for an interview with Regina Nelson.
Yeah.
She's
a PhD student that studies the feminine aspects of medical cannabis.
Yeah. Cannabis kid totally remembers her now.
I know you do.
Yeah. Love her. My
fantastic.
God.
Oh, boy, you're going to have a great
week.
I know. I'm excited about next week's show.
Lots for sale at Tumbleweeds Health Center?
Okay, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Lots of books.
Lots.
Accessories. If you don't want to smoke it, vaporize it.
Yeah.
Yeah, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Cash High bracelets. If you don't know Cash High is, look, he's a little young, like young youngster here.
Cash High is in the High Times magazine this month.
Yeah.
Along with Robert Platschorn.
Awesome.
In the Silver Tour.
Yay, Silver Tour.
Robert donated some gifts for our raffles, too.
Nice.
So did Urban Rosenfeld.
That's another thing.
Nice. Growers House did. AB MedTest himself. Vapor nice. Smoke. All sorts of guys come down here.
Which are great. And
fantastic.
Shout out to you, Shagrama Smoke.
Oh, yeah. Shagrama
yeah,
Smoke Pot.
She
look that up on
one.
YouTube right now, but we're going to be giving away some of those videos mm-hmm. Robert sent over here. So, yeah.
So, remember...
Be smart, be safe, and educate.
Thank you guys for listening.
Hey,
we'll
thanks for having us.
Thank you, Lady Luck.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh, I forget how after those. Well, asking those questions.